brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, you know, Ron Paul has been banned from the next presidential forum slash debate. It's being carried nationally. It's the equivalent of a debate. And he's going to be there at the gate speaking out with a big rally of supporters. We have got Kent Snyder, the campaign manager, joining us in 30 minutes from their Virginia presidential office. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts at 12:30. He's talked so much about the Fuhrer precept, or Bush and Cheney saying they are literal God emperors. He'll be joining us coming up in the middle of the next hour. Then at 1, Glenn Spencer of American Patrol, and then at 1:30, the last 30 minutes of the transmission, Terry Anderson of the Terry Anderson Show. I do not say this from a position of ignorance. I say this from a position of extreme study. The problem is, it's one thing to study, then it is another thing to even put on a presentation. That would take many more hours. In between looking at edits on Endgame down at the end of the film last night, and but frankly, I spent about 90% of the time while the editor was working just researching the bill, the vote, the debates, the experts. So it's so horrible, I can't explain it to you. I mean, it's that big, it's that bad. But they, as you know, passed. They got cloture. And they've got way more than the 60 votes they needed. And that means that that's a test on the vote. That means they will get the votes tomorrow to pass it out of the Senate. And I spent 2 hours studying the House. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe George Bush was right a few weeks ago when he said, I'll see you at the signing statement. I believe that by next week they will pass the amnesty bill, the literal end of America. I'm not the only one saying that. They will pass it next week as things stand. The neocon sites that claim they're against it are posting and saying that it's been beaten and that don't worry, they'll beat it in the House. That is a complete lie. And if we, as a people, as a country, as fellow countrymen and women, cannot face up to how bad things are, we're not going to be able to defeat it. I literally printed probably 60, 70 articles. The whole front page of PrisonPlanet.com is going to be this situation and the phone numbers and the analysis. I began screaming and yelling last night at about 2 a.m., I don't normally do that when I'm just privately studying. I began yelling and screaming and running around the office, okay? That's how bad it is, folks. Yelling and screaming and cussing and jumping up and down. Just trying to get violent energy out of me so that I wouldn't take it out on somebody. I had violent dreams last night. I'm not normally like that. By violent dreams, it was just dreams where I was, you know, big fist fights all night, those type of dreams. I mean, that's how much this has upset me, folks. This is the end of our country, of where all of our great traditions and our forefathers, it is the end of America. It is the end. And there's so many tricks, so many little scams they're pulling. I don't even have words to describe it. When we get back, I'm going to try. You know, I spend 4 or 5 hours studying this stuff, and then I'm like, it takes me an hour just to staple all the stories I printed or even try to look at them again and figure out what I'm going to cover first. I'm staggered is the word. I'm literally staggering around. It's so evil. There's so many lies. There's so many traitors. Every one of them need to be arrested immediately. I'm serious. Oh.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, about 9 o'clock last night, I was, about 8:30 last night, I was getting conflicting reports. I knew they'd passed cloture in the Senate with a test vote of, 66 votes. And that means that they have the votes to pass it out of the Senate. And I was getting disinfo from different outlets that, it was probably still going to be beaten. See, they keep saying for a month, it's never going to pass. And Bush is like, oh, yeah, it is. That's a psychological warfare tactic. We've seen this MO, this attack pattern before many times. So I went and studied the House side and the Senate side. They will probably pass it out of the Senate tomorrow, the full bill. And then it will go to the House, and it could pass as soon as Friday. I doubt that. It will probably pass sometime next week or the week after that. They've got to celebrate it and kind of drag it out and ritualize the killing of the U.S. They've got to stylize it all. They've got to demoralize us further and also make us think that we were in the fight the whole time. Kind of like a big cat will play with a gazelle baby before it finally eats it, grab it and let it go, grab it and let it go. It's all predatory celebration, celebratory games that they're playing. It's a great time of celebration, the destruction of the United States. There's also a lot of disinfo out. CNN is reporting that they broke the news of El Cenizo late last year. I was ignorant that El Cenizo had been in the news other than this show because I remember back in the late 90s, I learned that 7 South Texas towns, we even went to one of them, was in the San Antonio Express News, a 10-part series, fly the Mexican flag. No English is allowed in city proceedings, and Spanish is the official language. And the police openly tell blacks and whites they're not welcome, and it's illegal alien and drug-running sanctuaries. Of course, the city and county openly run narcotics. And that was all in the newspaper, by the way. Mr. Gonzalez writing the articles, too. So they couldn't spin it and claim it was some racist gringo, you know. Saying all this, and I had the reporter on the air, and I remember that in 98 and 99. For 2 years, he wrote about it. I never saw it again. And I'd talk about it routinely. People would deny it existed. I do plan to make an immigration film in the future. I may not make a film about 9/11 truth the more I think about it. I may just make my next film be about the borders. But I don't know. I'm juggling thinking about those two right now. But I don't even know what to say anymore. Let me just try to... Well, we've got a CNN piece that is an abomination from that little CIA... He's admitted, by the way, CIA recruited. Anderson Cooper. You know, he doesn't have good ratings. Nobody likes him, but they push him and air him like 4 times a night on CNN, and he's all over TV and at every different TV and video award you can imagine as they push the guy who was recruited into Central Intelligence and then, quote, left after college and now anchors CNN and is also an heir to one of the most wealthy dynasties in U.S. history. But I'm already digressing. It doesn't really matter. The way they spun El Cenizo, the way they spun it, this wound in the underbelly of America in Texas, one of many wounds spreading across our pockmarked, diseased, and faltering nation. And so let me just go over some of the background issues here. It was so clear in my mind during the break, the points I wanted to go over now as I get on air just washes into a background of haze. They're playing all sorts of tricks. Like the headlines say, Dianne Feinstein switched her vote at the last minute for the bill. Yeah, all these Democrats that came out and said they were against the bill the last couple months because it wasn't good to our immigrants, and all the immigrant groups that came out and said that, that was part of a smokescreen to fool conservatives and pro-sovereignty groups. That was all meant to fool the public. That was playing possum. That was military camouflage. It's deception. One of the first rules of war. That, oh, see, the illegals are against the bill, and the Democrats are against the bill. It must be getting tough. And then it was like, oh, look, there's only, you know, 40 votes for and 60 against. And I'm like, oh, no, no. You watch. They're going to pass that thing on cloture. And I thought it would be 61. No, it was 66 senators yesterday. And, of course, all the Democrats suddenly flipped and said, okay, we're for it. And all the immigrant groups said, okay, we're for it. Now they're one of the big, so that's a trick they play. Just learn their tricks. They, also have been coming out and saying, you know, running Fox News specials, CNN specials, MSNBC specials, newspaper specials, going 6,000 more Border Patrol, huge fences, surveillance blimps, special high-tech camera systems, on and on and on and on. And, man, we've got tough amendments. And then they never make the amendments, or you read the amendments, it's just a statement, and then the next section will say none of it is to be enforced. And they'll put up one or two per state big towers that in some cases are 12 to 20 miles. One's 12, one's 20. I looked it up last night. Back from the border and just watch the town. Have nothing to do with it, and they're all Pentagon run. And, you know, so you'll have like, what, 7 or 8 of these things on the whole 2,200-mile border. They don't even cover 100 miles of border total. So, they'll build 5 miles of fence and say it's 200. They'll build 1 mile of fence and build it with huge drainage ditches, quotes that are 5 feet tall, where a man could walk through just leaning down a couple inches so the, quote, wildlife can come through. I mean, it's built with huge holes in it. It's absolutely amazing. I mean, the amount of lies are so off the charts. It's like they said, we're going to put 2,000 National Guard down there. And then maximum, they put 100 at a time. And they're not even allowed to have loaded guns. And they run from the Mexican troops and they shoot at them every few weeks. And they're not allowed to arrest anyone. They can, quote, call Border Patrol. And the National Guard and Border Patrol are all being caught taking coyote payments and smuggling them across. And they're encouraged to do so by Homeland Security and the foreign Mossad agent that runs it. I mean, it's just a complete and total joke. In spades. In spades. And they just keep saying that they've amended it and they've added all these provisions. And then you actually read the bill. And all the 20 loopholes. And by the way, I found more than Senator. I ended up reading the whole 300-something page bill. I found more than what Senator Sessions put in there. It's much worse. When you go read aggravated felons, child molesters, arsonists are legalized, the first day they show up, they're given a Social Security card under any name they give. They can have multiple identities, 5 years tax amnesty, something citizens have never gotten and never will get on income taxes. I mean, it's more in-state tuition than citizens that live in the states. I mean, it's really in there. Stuff I can't believe. I mean, it's so over the top. It blows your mind. And the people making arguments against the bill on TV, they're just sandbagging. They're not bringing up the real arguments. The most hardcore argument they'll bring up is, this isn't fair to immigrants that came here legally and have been going through the process, that now these others are just legalized. I mean, that's about the strongest argument. When that is nothing, nothing compared. And then we've got El Cenizo, with a cop in El Cenizo saying, frankly, I don't care what you think. And by the way, folks, you better watch being a gringo in El Cenizo. We're going to go down there. I'm probably going to make that my next film. And we'll let them arrest us, do whatever. We'll have shut-up cars and stuff to catch that on tape. But, I mean, it's bad. It's pretty dangerous, too. But we're going to try to catch the narcotics trafficking. And I always let the enemy know up front what I'm going to do. But then they always forget or they don't have the intelligence to even know. The New World Order. Like right now on air, I'm thinking a big in-depth border investigation film is what's next. I was going to make one on 9/11 Truth, but I just think this is paramount right now. There's a big extra and end game. It just was too long to put it in the actual film on this whole situation that's going in end game. But I just don't even know what to say or do anymore for this country. When we get back, I'm going to play the CNN piece. It is, I can talk for 10 hours about it, how everything's all twisting, a spin, how they try to frame it all like it's a good thing. I mean, this is an arrogant, anti-America town that flies the Mexican flag. And I just want all the illegal aliens to know something. New World Order hates you. They run eugenics on you. You're being used by the New World Order and you don't care. As long as the U.S. falls for some war we had 140 years ago, you're glad.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. If you want to slow the clock of aging, stimulate your own stem cells to heal or improve your athletic performance or just recover quickly from the weekend warrior syndromes. This is the most powerful anti-aging stem cell research therapy that's natural and safe and effective that you can get. Mountain Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand. If you're run down, tired, exhausted, or lacking energy, want to restore your joint mobility, immune system, and literally regenerate your organ function, Mountain Red Deer Velvet. Totally organic, totally safe. Whether you're an elite athlete or a senior citizen or in your middle years just trying to stay active in golf or other sports, call us at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at Nutrimedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Take care and reverse the clock of aging with Mountain Red Deer Velvet.
Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. Friday, June 1st, gold closed up $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of confiscatory taxation and rampant inflation. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts a recession of alarming magnitude due to increasing budget and trade deficits. Listen, folks, the current economic system is like a game of financial musical chairs. 1-800-606-1294. Don't get caught standing without Precious Metals when the music stops. Call me now at 1-800-606-1294.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
England, Germany, France, the U.S., Canada, we were all taught to hate our sovereignty, that loving our country was bad. We were all told to stand down, be ashamed of our countries. That was only so the globalists could move ahead and dissolve our borders and flood our countries with third world populations to destroy the middle class so the New World Order elites' victory could be complete. Elites have always waged war against middle classes. Doesn't matter what color they are. Look at what happened down in to the Argentines, how they waged. I mean, there was the sand in 50, 60 years ago as rich as an Argentine from Argentina. Not anymore, folks. Mission complete. Tiny elite, giant underclass. And our government, the Mexican government, have filled the Mexican people full of total hatred of the U.S. And you can go down to some southern Mexico town. They're real nice, friendly people. But even there, I've been talking to folks in Spanish, and they're like, no, we're going to get America now. And they'll laugh about it, and I'll say, oh, yeah, I heard you planning to take over America. Yeah, that's right, we are. And I'm like, wow. I was just down in Mexico a few months ago, and I ask. And my wife hears it. And, you know, the talk's revolution. It's on the radio and the TV. And so up on the border, it's even worse. Now, 8 years ago, it was seven towns. I don't know what it is now. That fly Mexican flags, no English allowed. If you go to Wikipedia, they claim that the town just started last year in El Cenizo, saying Spanish is the official language. Here's just some of the spin. It's up on JonesReport.com, the whole piece, but here it is.
By this point, you might have thought you'd seen it all when it comes to immigration. We've shown you on this program tunnels in Tijuana big enough to march an army through. You've seen protesters beaten by cops in L.A., National Guardsmen accused of immigrant smuggling, politicians on every side of this issue. You've also gotten to know hardworking immigrants simply trying to make a better life here. But here's a prediction. You've probably never seen or heard a town like the one in Texas we're about to take you to. Because in this American town, the official language is now Spanish. Here's CNN's Ed Lavandera.
Hi, how are you? If you want to find what you're looking for in El Cenizo, more than just a little bit of Espanol goes a long way.
¿Hablo español o inglés?
Both. Consuelo Reynera works the cash register in this border town's only grocery store.
Most of your customers here, do they speak Spanish?
They speak Spanish.
Okay, pause. So first they introduce it to you, they personalize it, they humanize it, and they go, oh, by the way, Spanish is the official language. Uh-uh. And I looked for it last night, I couldn't find it, but I covered it so much on air, I have it memorized. I guess I have to go subscribe to LexisNexis to find it or go to the library. I challenge somebody, go find it in the library, scan it, put it up on the web, send it to us, we'll link. 10-part series over 2 years. The Mexican flag flies. Now, it looks like they've taken it down now. They had American flags everywhere as part of the propaganda. And English is not allowed. Court is conducted in Spanish. Let's go back to the propaganda piece.
Spanish?
They speak Spanish, yes.
No English?
They do speak English a little bit.
El Cenizo is a small Texas town of 6,500 people overlooking the Rio Grande. It's not unusual for people down here to speak Spanish and English. Nearly everyone does. But El Cenizo is different. It officially conducts all of its city business in Spanish.
Hola, buenos días. I'm looking for the mayor, I don't know.
Today, the town is led by a 24-year-old mayor whose first language is English. He personally translates meeting agendas into Spanish.
So do you have a stack in English and a stack in Spanish? And at the end of the meeting, which stack is empty?
This one.
And these are all just kind of sitting there. The English ones are still sitting there and the Spanish ones are gone.
Reyes says this was nothing more than a dusty border outpost until 1999. But now, with the city and its people speaking the same language, streets are paved, there's a police force, and a fire station.
Well, there's a lot of good, positive things happening.
I mean, what? 8 years ago, they said Spanish was the official language. Okay, I don't care what Wikipedia and Anderson Cooper say, claiming it was 6 months ago this happened. You're a pack of liars. And then watch, they say just speaking Spanish is like magic, man. It just made everything wonderful. Here it is.
And you get to that with the support and the collaboration of the residents that reside in this.
And you think that happened because city business here is conducted in Spanish?
That's right. You know, we speak their language.
Most of El Cenizo's residents are Mexican-Americans here legally. Reyes says since city council meetings are conducted in...
Pause. We'll play the rest later. Total baloney. All of it. All lies. Why I didn't go down there 8 years ago to get that Mexican flag flying. Well, you've seen them take over the post offices and high schools from Arizona to L.A. running up the Mexican flag, their Jolly Roger. Yeah. So that's just unbelievable.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are working on getting Ron Paul on sometime next week or the week after that for you. As he continues to climb in the polls they allow him to participate in. And, of course, the Las Vegas odds makers are now saying he is the only Republican candidate that could beat Hillary Clinton. And they have been increasing his odds from 200 to 1 to 15 to 1 and now even better than that. He is an underdog. He is a dark horse. Kent Snyder is the head of his campaign, and we appreciate his campaign manager for coming on with us from his office in Virginia. Talking to Kent Snyder yesterday, he was telling me he doesn't even get a lunch anymore. Very, very busy folks. We're all praying for Congressman Ron Paul and his staff, and also trying to financially support, and also trying to get the word out on the internet to where the neocons and the liberals are coming out and attacking and really starting to get scared, and the hit pieces are coming out, but they're bouncing right off of the congressman again who's running for president on the Republican ticket. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Oh, thanks for having me very much.
What is the skinny on with this Republican televised forum? What is Ron Paul really planning to do, and what can we do? Is it impossible to get him on the roster because we know that the head of this Republican forum is a campaign manager for John McCain? Where is all this going? How can we help?
Well, the Iowa for Tax Reform and the Iowa Christian Coalition will be sponsoring a presidential forum this Saturday in Des Moines, Iowa. Unfortunately, they invited everyone except Congressman Paul, which, of course, was a little bit disturbing to us. We didn't know about it until kind of at the last minute, and we made a call to that group, and they said Dr. Paul would not be invited and they didn't want him to participate. So they made it clear that he simply wasn't welcome, and so we didn't like that. So what we decided to do is to go ahead and have our own event next door in the same convention hall, which will be this Saturday in Des Moines at the Hy-Vee Center in downtown Des Moines, immediately following the presidential forum. So we already have received a large number of reservations for people that are going to go. We're going to make it the theme it will be life and liberty, celebrating life and liberty. Dr. Paul's very eager to do the event, and we're looking forward to a great crowd. And a lot of your listeners have already, I know, because they've called our office, have already made a reservation to attend the event.
Now, the Southern Baptists have endorsed open borders, end of America amnesty, and I guess they're trying to support fake Republicans who are actually pro-abortion. Are they mad at Congressman Ron Paul because he isn't for America killing legislation or killing the babies?
Well, I tell you, sometimes I don't really know why some of these groups don't take the Dr. Paul, because when you look at it, his record and his voting record and his long record of speeches and what he advocates, you would think that so many of these organizations support him. The little interesting part about this, the way I look at it, is a lot of times the rank and file members are not really represented by the organization leadership. And once the rank and file members realize what their leaders are doing, then they protest. For example, when the Michigan State Party chairman came out saying that Dr. Paul should not be invited to any more debates after the South Carolina debate because of Dr. Paul's views on foreign policy, he quickly found that the rank and file members in Michigan, GOP party members who pay his salary, disagreed, and they made him change his mind. So that's been my experience.
So we've got the Iowans for Tax Reform, and what's the other subgroup?
The Iowa Christian Alliance.
Iowa Christian Alliance, that's right. Now my problem here is they invited Rudolph Giuliani, who's pro-abortion, pro-open border, pro-big government. I mean, there's nothing conservative or libertarian about him, but I guess that's okay. It's okay to be pro-abortion, just don't be a constitutionalist. That's not Christian.
Yeah, and that's a bit perplexing. But again, once this story broke, we started hearing from the rank and file members of those organizations saying that they were disappointed and they were upset. And some people said that they had called the leadership there. And likewise with the Iowans for Tax Relief. I mean, Mr. Failer is the head of that organization. He and I debated this issue on the Jan Michelson show there in Des Moines, which is the major radio talk show in the state. And, he was asked by Jan and myself, you're an organization that touts being for low taxes. There's no candidate in the field on either party that has more of a reputation for lowering taxes than Ron Paul, and yet you don't want to invite him. It doesn't make sense.
Well, most of these groups, these immigration groups and these tax groups, are just there to collect money so the director can live in a $5 million house. They're not really doing anything. Now, this is a serious conflict of interest, though, because this guy is a minion of one of the other Republican candidates.
Yeah, he is. He is the senior advisor, as listed on the John McCain website, to John McCain. So he also, from some research that some people did, he was instrumental in supporting Pataki out of New York when Pataki was considering running for president.
Who, by the way, is for total gun registration and banning handguns nationwide.
Right, right, right. So when you take a look at these people who are head of these various organizations and see what they're doing in other in other ways, you know, then that makes them a suspect in my eyes. I mean, everyone has to have their own favorite candidate, and I have no problem with that. But once you learn who their favorite candidate is or who they're supporting actively when they're not in the duties of the particular position of their jobs for these groups, then that tells you something.
Well, all of them, even mainline Republicans, Bennett and Buchanan, and just literally all of them I've seen on television are saying this could actually break the Republican Party, this open border, U.S. ending total legalization of all these hardcore felons and the rest of it, instant Social Security cards, instant welfare tit being provided, and it doesn't matter. Bush doesn't care if 91% in Gallup polls don't want this. I mean, what does this mean for America that the Republicans and Democrats have circled the wagons against the American people, and so-called Christian and so-called taxpayer groups are pro Giuliani, who makes Hillary look conservative?
Well, I'm perplexed by it, too. I'm a lifelong Republican from Kansas and was active in the party when I was starting in junior high school. And it really angers me when I see this happening, because it shouldn't. I just feel like anymore that the Republican hierarchy, the elites, have walked us through the Twilight Zone. I mean, I don't know of any other way of saying it. I mean, you're absolutely right. When Bush and the other elites in Congress and around the country are going against exactly what most every American is against, whether it's the amnesty program or what have you.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution in general on a lot of other things. And, of course, as you know, the amnesty bill is being revived. I mean, Bush has gone to Capitol Hill a couple of times now on that, which is an unusual move. He talks about it. And I really am just ready for him, Bush, and others, other Republican elites, to look at Americans through the camera lens and say, you know, we really don't care. We admit it openly. We don't care what you want. We are doing this anyway.
Well, Ken Snyder, I know you've seen the amazing spin. They've been parroting it on every TV show and national radio show that the American people want us to do something. They want this bill, when it's the exact opposite. I mean, they treat us. I mean, I really think that they're still playing the game of 10, 20 years ago where their lies were still working. Do you think they know the jig is now up?
Well, I don't know. I mean, these people consider themselves smart. Most of them are, but they're certainly not perfect. And a lot of times they just talk amongst themselves inside the Beltway. They have dinner parties. They go out to the same restaurants. They socialize. They date. Their kids date each other, et cetera. It's a little bit of an incestuous relationship as far as I'm concerned. So sometimes or often they do lose sight of what's going on outside of the Beltway. And again, that's why I'm saying I consider Washington to be the Twilight Zone, because as you say, they say one thing and mean the exact opposite. I don't know how else to describe it.
Ken Snyder, I've only got you a few more minutes. I want to get into the strategy. How's the campaign doing? Obviously, you guys have raised quite a bit of money, but not enough. What is the TV strategy? What can the listeners do to support the campaign? I mean, basically, what are the hurdles you're facing?
Well, first of all, I want to share with everybody that the campaign is going much better than we ever anticipated. Dr. Paul is enthused by the day. I'm enthused by the day. We're getting ready to move into new office space. More and more people are joining us. Emails are pouring in. Phone calls are pouring in. Contributions are coming online. They're increasing by the day. The amount of coverage that Dr. Paul is getting is increasing. We have a long way to go. But the point is thank goodness for the Internet. Thank goodness for shows such as yours. People are responding. Dr. Paul often says it's not him personally, it's the message of freedom. I agree with him, but also he's a big part of it, as you know, because he does embody and personify this sort of message over a long period of time. I simply would encourage people to keep doing what they're doing. Our meetup groups around the country are literally exploding. Our email list is building by the day. Just ask people to just spread the word. Ask people to go to our website, ronpaul2008.com. There's enough material on there to probably interest most folks. Join a meetup group. Make a contribution if you can. Just keep doing what you're doing now. We've got a long way to go. We've got a lot of money to raise. We're going to be using the Internet as strategically as we possibly can. We've been getting some good reviews by various technical publications, giving us high marks for doing that. We're just going to work as hard as we can. The message is clear. The need is absolutely essential that we get it out there. And the good news is people are responding, and I'm beginning to find it interesting to watch and listen to some of the pundits who are now kind of scratching their head, kind of getting a little bit uncomfortable because now they realize that the cat's out of the bag and they don't really know what to do with it. So,
I do, Kent Snyder, again, the campaign manager for Congressman Ron Paul. I do agree with you, the cat's out of the bag, and I see a lot of the hubris and the arrogance draining out of the eyes of Anderson Cooper and the Fox News crew and the people at MSNBC and CNBC. But expanding on that, the old World War II saying of B-17 pilots was that when you're over the target, you're going to be getting the flak.
Right.
And I see it as a really good sign that they're finally starting national demonization campaigns. They're finally starting to try to manufacture dirt and manufacture skeletons and claim a lot of bull that I've looked into. It's all turned out, of course, to be complete bull. And the good news is, secondarily, that not only are they attacking, which shows they now see him as a real contender, but secondarily, then the attacks are bouncing off, and it seems only encouraging people to check out the congressman. Your take on that?
Oh, no, I agree with what you've just said. Lynn Nofziger, who passed away about a year or so ago, he was one of the brains behind Reagan back in when he was governor and all the way through the White House. He and I would have lunch from time to time, and he would tell me, you know, unless they're attacking you, you're not doing anything. You're not a threat. So anytime people start attacking you, consider that to be a compliment. And that's beginning to happen. So we're prepared for that. We're actually welcoming that because now we realize that our opponents consider us to be a credible threat to them, which is exactly what we want to be and what we need to be. And so that's positive. But Dr. Paul, as you know, has a long record, and we're just going to keep comparing and contrasting him with all the other candidates. And the interesting thing is, I know you mentioned just earlier, there are people now outside of Las Vegas, but there are political pundits now who are saying that when you really look at the facts, Ron Paul is the best candidate, the best Republican candidate to have a chance to beat whoever the Democrat is. And there are now people in Washington who actually are saying those words. And that, when you really think about it, that is very exciting.
Well, it is, because if there's for the body of the Republican Party, you know, the good people,
right,
you know, who are not these elites, as well as grassroots anti-war, you know, true liberals, they love Ron Paul because they know he's credible. They don't agree with him on every issue, but they know at least what you hear from Ron Paul is what you get. And they know the Democratic elites are just as corrupt as the Republican elites, and they realize, and they see, I hear a lot of liberals calling into talk shows noticing how Bush is actually doing everything he can to run the Republican Party in the ground, and we know they passed the batons. It's like when Bush got in and told Congressman Dan Burton's committee to leave Bill Clinton alone for Pardongate. We know Hillary's going to do that, or Barack Obama, probably Hillary, folks. We know that that is now happening, and so the Republicans are power-sharing with the Democrats, and they are intending to run all these dead horses with all these skeletons like Giuliani and you know, we've got the other guy, you know, who's got really bad cancer. That's totally staged with Thompson, who the Bush family, by the way, it's now turned out is behind him. It's just like when they ran Bob Dole against Bill Clinton in 96. They are not running a real viable candidate. The real contenders are holding back for the next election or the 4 years after that. Folks, if you don't want Hillary Clinton in, a warmongering socialist who was openly calling for the, you know, last week they denied fairness doctrine. Now this week they admit they want to start banning talk radio. I mean, they're making their move, Kent Snyder. This is it, isn't it?
Oh, there's no doubt. And people who don't understand that or accept that are either, well, just ignorant, or they've got their head in the sand, or both, or something. I mean, these things, as people like us have talked about for years, these things are now in the open. There's no conspiracy. These people are being very open. They're being very blatant about it. I know a lot of people say it's unbelievable, which, of course, is one of the tactics that propagandists use to say something so outrageous that it is unbelievable. But these sorts of things are in the works. They've been in the works for a long time. They talk about them. They're there. The information that you bring up is there for people to simply accept. And it is a very crucial time. And I know people probably don't like to hear that, but that's just the state of affairs. And, you know, sometimes, one of these times in our country's future, it's going to be a turning point, and my intellect and instincts tell me that the time is now.
It certainly ripened, and if not now, when? Kent Snyder, RonPaul2008.com, 1-800-RON-PAUL. Folks, call, donate, volunteer, get yard signs. Listen, I know people who aren't even into the freedom movement or into America who are apolitical, who are calling me going, how do I get Ron Paul signs? I mean, calling me at my home, friends of mine, you know, from college. And I go to RonPaul2008. Type Ron Paul into Google. It isn't hard. Call, get the yard signs, or they say, can you give me one? And I go, these things aren't free. Call, buy some. That's how you support Ron Paul. So, again, everybody, we need the yard signs now. We need them nationwide, 1-800-RON-PAUL or RonPaul2008.com. Kent Snyder, thank you for all the time. And just in closing, in the 30 seconds we've got, how do you attend the thing in Iowa?
Well, the easiest thing to do is go to RonPaul2008.com, check the eventful calendar, the details are there. That'd be the easiest thing for people to do.
All right. Thank you for the time. And I, again, I'm grabbing you by the hand and lobbying you. We need the congressman, the listeners wanting.
I understand. We'll make that happen.
Thank you, sir. All right. There goes Kent Snyder, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Die.
For the system.
Oh, this is not America. Lost.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. In the third hour, focus on the end of the U.S., and I want to explain something. Hispanic Americans are wonderful, hardworking, salt of the earth, backbone of this country people. And you know me, I don't just say something unless I mean it. Hardworking, good people, and a lot of my best friends. And I don't like the position of political correctness, the way it makes me feel, to have to go head on and attack all these illegal aliens and these pro-Mexico people. But my Mexican friends, Mexican-American friends, they go, oh, we understand, we hear it all, we speak Spanish. Yeah, we know, Alex, we understand. Because they hear it. They were actually the first people decades ago to warn me about this, and I literally thought it was some test or something to see if I was racist. I didn't know they were being serious. Hey, you know they don't like America. Hey, you know these illegals, man, they're bad, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't know. I thought it was a joke. Literally. And again, I don't even blame those that hate this country. They are nationalistic. That's how you're supposed to be. I mean, that's more natural than what Americans have become. But I'm not going to lie to people. I'm not going to sit here and act like there aren't 700 and something billboards in L.A. saying L.A. is now Mexico, ha, 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 and all these radio stations laughing and saying it, and restaurants saying it, and people saying it and laughing. I mean, I'm tired of it. And I just want all the illegal aliens, or all the people that can talk to the illegal aliens, to let them know that they're setting up Planned Parenthood in your country. They're setting up all these eugenics programs all over the world. They're hurting your people. They're shooting your children up with these vaccines. And they just see you as more meat to use in their military and in their system. I want you to have a good life. I want your children to be strong. Okay? I mean, I like to see other people do good. It's not some tribal attitude of I don't like you. It's that I understand you've been brainwashed. You've been turned against this country. This country has done bad things to Mexico. It's what elites do. Your elite's far worse than any elite we've had here. And I'm just here to tell you that you don't want to kill America. And this country is literally on its knees, ladies and gentlemen. On its knees. And you sink your own lifeboat when you bring her down. And you certainly can bring her down. I mean, if that brings you some sick pleasure, fine. But, I mean, my God, you're doing this at the behest of an elite who are totally ruthless out of New York, out of London, out of Europe. And they know what they're doing. And they're using you to break down this country and to drive down the wages and bring us into serfdom, bring us into a plantation-style economy. Everything the globalists are doing is about getting control and destroying any independent wealth. When you bring down the U.S., I mean, hell, if the Mexicans would come up here and become patriots, red, white, and blue, and become pro-gun, pro-U.S. freedom fighters, even if it drove down the wages, I'd probably say, so what, bring them in, let's have them as revolutionaries to defend the republic, counter-revolutionaries. But no, they're controlled by the Democratic Party, anti-gun, pro-open border, pro-socialism. We are cooked, folks. We have got, it's like we're a lifeboat that can only hold 50 people. We've already got 60. We're about to sink. The sides of the boat are right at the waterline. I'm bailing, you're bailing, and we got Mexicans dancing around, you know, literally screaming down with the U.S. dancing on our grave as the lifeboat goes under into freezing waters, and they're dancing around thinking they're having a, you're in the boat too, you idiots. All right, but you're not as big an idiot as the yuppies in this country that think it's all cute and funny. I'll say that. You at least have got some nationalism. And I can respect that.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.